from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's game week. Texans got the Colts on noon on Sunday. And so we're digging into this Colts-Texans matchup a little bit. And I think a Monday leading into, obviously, the game itself, I think we got to look back at something, B. Scott. And I'm not a big believer in bulletin board material. I'm not a big believer in when something is bulletin board material, like legitimately – what kind of impact does it have, right? Like, I think it's talked about a lot. I think a lot of coaches try to use it. Definitely all of us in media, you know, we like the thought and the storyline behind bulletin board material. But to be honest with you, having been in a locker room, like, it just doesn't, I mean, there's very rarely does it resonate. Very rarely does it really stir the guys up. But I'm going to be honest with you. I think C.J. Stroud got it done. I'm going to be like, I think it, not only do we have a little bit of proof, but you can tell the tone in his voice is he's a little bit hot about it. So what happened, to give you a little bit of context, is at Super Bowl Radio Row, one, it's very close quarters.
Yep.
There's players everywhere. There's so much media in there, you can't say anything, and you can never say anything and hide it. Somebody's going to hear it. No question about that. It's how tight the quarters are. And apparently, C.J. Stroud was doing an interview. Don't remember who it was, but he was doing it with a group, and Zaire Franklin, linebacker for the Indianapolis Colts, was up next. Like, he was in the queue to come on that same stage and talk to him next. And I believe he overheard C.J. Stroud talking about how he cooked the Indianapolis Colts in both games, right? And now, if you watch the game, you remember, like, the Colts won game one handily.
Yeah.
And it was never – the Texans never threatened.
It was over early.
I mean, it was 14-0 early.
Yes.
It was – what was it, 24 to 10, what did I have? I had it written down somewhere. The score at halftime, like, it never was
– if you went to the concession stand early – you might have missed the game.
Right. So, anyway, Zaire Franklin, clearly the defense goes into a little bit of a prevent mode because you're protecting a 14 and sometimes a 17-point lead, and you don't care if the quarterback throws, completes every ball. You don't care if he throws for 400 yards as long as you don't give up any big plays, as long as you don't let the team back in the game, right? And so, as you can imagine, it rubs Zaire Franklin a little bit wrong and when he's hearing C.J. Stroud talking about how he cooked that defense. Well, Zaire Franklin, he didn't seem to hold back. Not that he didn't say anything. Well, hell, here it is right here. This is Zaire Franklin talking specifically about C.J. Stroud and what went down.
But C.J., he didn't say a lot of wild stuff to me. I'm not going to lie to you. I love C.J., man. I support all our young brothers at quarterback. But C.J., he didn't say a lot of wild stuff to me in our run-ins, you know, at the Super Bowl. I need to see that boy again.
What'd he say?
We were talking, and he was, you know, how the Super Bowl is at Radio Row. You know, it's big, all our stuff going on. So he had the XM radio right before me. He was on there talking about how he cooked the Colts in both games. And I saw him, and I pulled him aside, and I was like, you know, when you play Anthony – It was like 28-7 in like the second quarter. We were kind of blowing you out. Yeah, you threw for 300 yards, but
that's not a cooking.
Yeah. And he was like, bro, I ain't cook you. And I'm like, look, if that's what you consider a cooking with the loss, I mean, congratulations. And you know, and then I have to remind him as well that he's never beaten Anthony.
Oh, I love this. You like, you're a psychological warfare guy.
I like the banter back and forth. But B. Scott, you tell me, am I wrong when I hear Zaire Franklin doesn't seem like he thinks it's real funny? Like, it seems like he, like, I think he would have been all right if CJ wouldn't have come back with the, oh, I didn't cook you. I didn't cook y'all. And then you made him go, man, we were in prevent defense, bro. Like, y'all, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, but I feel like Franklin's a little bit beyond just, yeah, CJ's a young quarterback that's talking a little smack.
So my impression on this is that these just might be a couple of guys that thrive off of trash talk. And you Fair. Know guys like that. You played the game. There are certain guys who don't talk at all that just kind of go about it. And there are other guys that just like to talk. Whether they're good doesn't necessarily have anything to do with how good they are. They might be great. Yeah. They might not be so great. But they're going to talk and they like to talk. These seem to be both high-level players who like to talk, who thrive off of trash talk. The Texans got a few guys like that. C.J. Stroud is one of those guys. Stephon Diggs is one of those guys. They got a handful of guys. I'm learning, just a little insight, I'm learning that Derek Stingley Jr. on the field. He might be quiet off the field, but I'm learning on the field. He's one of those guys. So they've just got a few of those. I agree with you. I do think it's bulletin board material because they're thinking, man, this dude really thinks – that he cooked us, and the way it ended. Like, Zaire Franklin can say all he wants, hey, you haven't beaten Anthony Richardson, you weren't cooking us in the second week and all of that. But most people remember how the season ended. It's almost like that first game basically didn't even happen, given how the season ended and what the implications were. This was do or die. Whoever wins the game goes to the playoffs. It was C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans. Oh, by the way, they opened the game on you. How did they open the game, Clint? Putting them on the table, didn't they? I mean, you're a quarterback. You had to appreciate. I know. Look, you. I know you had to appreciate
script. It. No question. That was a hell of a script.
So I'm saying, like, you already know that on both sides there is a feeling of, hey, we're gonna talk a little bit, and hey, at the end of the day, Sunday is gonna come. Yeah. We can talk from Monday through Saturday. But on Sunday, we got to play. Yeah. So I think that's where we are right now. I think it's bulletin board material on both sides, for the Colts and then for the Texans. If I'm listening to Zaire Franklin talk about, what you mean we ain't beat Anthony Richardson? Somebody ain't played before. He ain't played but four games anyway.
Yeah, we didn't have a chance to beat him because he went out in a quarter of football.
Come on now.
Yeah, I sit down and I go, okay, I hear the audio. And I picture C.J. Stroud, you know, because remember, that was when he was awarded Rookie of the Year. I mean, he was having a hell of a weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was at this point in time, with one playoff win, that was probably the pinnacle of, like, the height of what he's gotten to, of Super Bowl weekend, all your peers are there, and you're getting celebrated as Rookie of the Year. And by the way, you got your boy's there with you, and your head coach, who should have got the Coach of the Year as well. But anyway.
It was Texans coronation. Andre Johnson, Hall of Fame. C.J. Stroud, offensive. Will Anderson, defensive rookie of the year. And, yeah, man, come on now.
I can just see all that. And I'm telling you right now, I can see, like, if the Colts – is Gus Bradley still the defensive coordinator? I hadn't done that digging yet. I've been on the river.
He should be. Yeah, no, he should be.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, yeah.
If he didn't start his meeting Monday morning or whenever they have their first meeting on the Texans themselves.
Playing that audio.
Oh, no question. C.J. Stroud talking about cooking y'all. Yeah, I mean, that would be a missed opportunity by him. I just think that this is actually a real, and I think guys will be pissed off about it. Like, I think guys will be, if and when they do hit C.J., they'll remind him, like, cook this. Like, it's going to be, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to carry over to some degree into the game. Like, I hope it's good, healthy trash talking like you were talking about. But we'll see how they handle it. It's going to be fun. Little bulletin board material out there that I'm sure is going to resurface this week, given that it's Colts week here, in Houston. Hey, there's something coming up on the text line here. And you brought it up. You saw it a little earlier and you just brought it up. We gotta get to it, man. Jeff Bagwell is calling the game for Blum. Blum must be out for a week or so, doing a family thing probably. Hopefully he's not sick. But Bagwell's up there. Seems like a lot of folks don't care for Bagwell in the booth, man. Let's cuss and discuss that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.